shares, market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool, the Money Hacks version, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, is Dr. Anirban Mohanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain. How are you?
I'm excellent, mate. We got a great question from Liam a couple of weeks ago, and we kind of touched on it in our main podcast. And if you're not listening to it, please make sure you do. You can subscribe. But we're going to talk about it in a little bit more detail. Liam is a young bloke. He's 22, and he says, I started full-time work and have taken a real shine to investing. I have no background, but I understand the benefits and I'm putting a lot of time into educating myself, which is great. He says, my question is, I'm trying to encourage my mates to get into investing. However, I'm not educated or convincing enough to win the majority of them over. And he just goes on to say, have you done a podcast or a Money Hacks episode about it? And guess what? This is the Money Hacks episode we're doing about it. So, Liam, great question, mate. Thank you so much. Doc, let's hit it in a couple of minutes or so. Convince Liam's mates they should get started investing and now.
Well, first of all, I'd say congratulations to Liam.
Absolutely.
And I would give anything. I'm actually jealous that he has started when he's 22. I'd give anything to start at 22.
Mate.
Because, you know, you are doing such a good favor to yourself, such a big favor to yourself. I wish I knew this when I was 22. I didn't, unfortunately. So the biggest benefit is you have time on your side. If you're 22, you get so many years of compounding to work with. You have less compounding to work with if you start at 35, if you start at 45, if you start at 55, you have fewer number of years to work with in terms of compounding. So the biggest benefit of starting early is time is on your side.
And that's the thing, right? So compounding, we think about compounding as in the interest rate, the far, far bigger impact, the one thing you can change more than the interest rate or more than your compound return rate is the time you've simply got to let that compounding happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mate, I'm going to throw exactly that version. I'm going to throw, my answer is almost exactly the same, but I'm going to refer to some actual numbers. So for those out there who like their numbers, and if you're listening to this, you probably are, what if I told you you could put $10,000 down and in 30 years get back $146,000? If I told you you could put down 20 grand and get back $290,000, would you do it? I reckon you would. If I told you you'd give me 10 grand now you mightn't have it necessarily, but you could probably save it. And in 10 years or 30 years time, sorry, you came back and saw me and I was going to give you 150, let's round it up, it's close enough. You'd probably do that deal. Now, Vanguard, the fund manager, has a chart they release every year. Their chart for the 30 years to 2019 has just been released. And it shows that if you'd put 10 grand in the index back in 1989, then today you would have today you would have $146,000. By the way, that's not adding a single dollar on top of that 10 grand. If you'd had not a single dollar since then, you'd have 146. If you'd added money all the way through, very, very good chance if you'd add anywhere meaningfully like that sort of number, you'd have a seven-figure sum. And for those who can't do the maths, that's more than $1 million.
Well, I'm going to carry forward that point, right? I mean, this is basically, you know, this is the closest thing to free money.
Right.
This is the closest thing to free.
136 grand for literally nothing other than putting the money aside.
Yeah. So I think it's a bit of a delayed gratification where you're basically saying, well, I'm going to spend a little less. I'm going to save some, put it away, invest it, let time do its work, and then I can actually finish at the age of 65. Probably I can retire, or whenever you want to actually retire, you can retire and you can choose to do things that you want to do at that point because you got the money and the money has grown over that period of time. Yep. Right? So this is brilliant. I think this is, free money almost.
Now, mate, I remember being 22. I remember retirement feeling like a bloody long way away. And frankly, that's why I would have done more at 22 if I'd had someone actually push me into it. I always knew it, but I never really kind of got to it. So if you can't think ahead 40 years, if you're listening to this and you're 22, 25, and you think, that's a long time away, I can't be bothered, I simply can't get my head around it, or I'll worry about it later, have a look at your parents. Have a look at your parents' friends and say to yourself, do you reckon they would have, 30 years ago, wished they'd put another 10 grand aside and saved that money and had more to retire on today? And maybe they have, which is wonderful, in which case you've got a great role model. Maybe they put some aside. Maybe they wish they put more away. But if you can't see yourself in that amount of time, look at your parents now and say, maybe if I think back to when they were younger, do I reckon now they wish they had of? And I'll bet you the answer is yes. And so try and keep that. If you can't imagine it for yourself, try and imagine you're your parents and looking back in your life and saying, do I wish the 22-year-old me, the 25-year-old me would have saved that cash? Pretty sure the answer is yes, mate.
Yeah, I have nothing to add to that.
In that case, that's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.